it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, an argument is broken out on the show about where we would rank Rashee Rice on the list. I called him a top 30 wide receiver. The text line is very, very frustrated. One gentleman is trying to argue that he would have him ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I honestly think that that's crazy if you would put him ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I feel like I'm coming off like I don't think Rashee Rice is good, and that's not the case. I think he is very good. I think there is a grouping of about 8 wide receivers, and then there's that second tier of wide receivers. I think they're just all kind of interchangeable, and you take your pick. I mean, so far in Amon-Ra St. Brown's career, he's averaging 100 catches a year, 112 catches a year, 1,300 yards, and 9 touchdowns. So far in his first 5 seasons, I just can't say after 20 games of Rashee Rice that he's a better receiver than Amon-Ra St. Brown. Devontae Smith has also caused a little bit of controversy as well. Devontae Smith, if you take his averages, he's averaging 83 catches for 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns in his first 4 seasons in the league. Yeah, he's off to a little bit of a slow start. I don't really think that's because he's declined as a player. I think the passing game right now for the Eagles is just broken this year. So those are just 2 individuals that I personally would put ahead of him. I think he's very, very good. I think we are underselling a little bit how deep the position is at wide receiver right now. And just a guy like Brian Thomas Jr., what do you do with him? Very talented wide receiver, could be a number one for a lot of teams in the league. Is he a top 20, top 25 receiver? I just think we're looking at right now, this is the deepest that the position's ever been. And obviously it's very deep because you got guys like Rashee Rice who can have 1,000 yards a season. There's just so many of those guys in the league right now.
Wide receiver is probably the deepest we've ever seen in the NFL. So I understand why text line and people take offense at it. You call him a top 30 wide out. I have him the top 25. He's probably somewhere between like 11 and 18 on my list.
Well,
but
let me ask you this, though, and sorry to cut you off. The reason I do this is, you remember ESPN did that list. They do the list every summer where they ask scouts on where they would rank wide receivers. This is where they fell. Jamar Chase was number one. Mm-hmm. Justin Jefferson was number two. Tyreek Hill was number three, which seems a little bit high, but Tyreek Hill.
Things have changed since that list.
Tyreek Hill at the beginning of the season deserved to be considered 100%. A top 10 wide receiver in the National Football League. CeeDee Lamb, AJ mm-hmm. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Malik Nabers, Nico Collins. I don't feel like Nico Collins' name has come up really at all in this conversation. You have to put Nico Collins ahead of Rashee
really,
Rice.
I think they're really close, but yeah, Nico Collins is he's in that same tier to me, but go on.
What do you do with Mike Evans?
I think he's better than Rashee Rice.
You know, this show loves Mike Evans.
It's hard right now because Mike Evans is not healthy, but I think Mike Evans is probably better than Rashee Rice, but I take Rashee Rice because of age, but for a 1 year, I'd take Evans. Okay.
And on this list was Garrett Wilson. So just think about that. That's who NFL scouts thought were the top 10 wide receivers in the National Football League. Their honorable mention was Terry McLaurin, Puka Nacua, Brian Thomas Jr., DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, Devontae Adams. I mean, on this list, now I understand some of it's just due to injury. I mean, Rashee Rice, he wasn't even in the other receiving votes category. Devontae Smith, Ladd McConkey, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jamison Williams, DJ Moore, George Pickens, Cortland Sutton. Now, I think Rice is better than some of those guys that I mentioned. I'm only bringing those names up or let's not undersell how deep wide receiver is right now.
Also, not on that list, and again, that list is not the end-all, be-all. What do you do with someone like his name's Emeka Egbuka, but whatever Gronk called him.
A dog. He's a dog right now.
What do you do with that guy who's out here just dominating the league 7 games into the year? Wide receiver is crazy deep, but I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's insulting to Rashee Rice to have him in between 10 to 25 in the NFL. I actually think 10 to 25 in the NFL is a lot of guys that you would be like, oh man, that dude's a star. But there's so many good ones right now.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, I think you're not evaluating Rice properly because he hasn't played. But I guess some of my reason for why I just can't put him in that conversation yet is like longevity, what you've done, what you've accomplished in the league has to be there. Now, are we arguing that in a year and a half, you could feel that way about Rashee Rice? Absolutely. You stay healthy. You put together a solid second half of the season. You come ball out next year. You get another contract. I'm absolutely willing to evaluate this thing. And it's a flowing list. It's a flowing chart. I mean, it was, what, 18 months ago, we probably would have put Tyreek Hill undeniable top three on this list. I don't think he's anywhere on your list. Like, it's an ever-changing list right now. The same way we were just having the conversation about Josh Simmons and, hey, just because you're the starter now doesn't mean you're always a starter. Hey, just because you're a top 10 wide receiver right now in the middle of October, that don't mean you're a top 10 wide receiver coming up in November. Not with how competitive that division is, and it's constantly moving and flowing based on who's healthy and who's not healthy. Malik Nabers, I don't think you can put him as a top 10 receiver right now because of the ACL injury. That's another guy that I would have had on the list ahead of Rice, who I think is a better receiver than he is.
And on that list was a name that I truly don't know what to do with, Brian Thomas Jr. Because Brian Thomas Jr. last year was a star.
I think I'd rather have Rice than have Brian Thomas Jr. Completely sold on him.
It's because he's dropping everything this year. But last year, what Brian Thomas Jr. did was freak show good for a rookie. Like, he was in the honorable mention. Like, I think he's in the same category. I think Rice is better too, but I think they all end up in this same category of, for a Hall of Fame analogy, you always say there's the Hall of Very Good. This is the second tier of wide receiver in the NFL is crazy deep.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.